In this special report, the Executive Intelligence Review presents an exclusive survey of the International Assassination Bureau, Permanent Industrial Expositions. As we enter 1982, it might justly be stated that unless the assassination capability represented by Permandex and the forces represented on its original board of directors is not exposed and its capability dismantled, the lives of the world's most important political leaders will remain under the constant threat of assassination. Our report on Permandex here is taken from the chapter on the British Canadian Corporation, taken from the second edition of the best-selling book Dope Inc., written by two leading contributors to the Executive Intelligence Review, David Goldman and Jeffrey Steinberg. The report you are about to read represents the culmination of years of work by both Goldman and Steinberg and a team of investigators and contributors to the Executive Intelligence Review Investigative Leads, twice monthly newsletter. The reports of intelligence agencies, primarily in the United States and France, of intelligence agencies have been cross-checked to produce the first exhaustive report on the Permandex apparatus. That apparatus was first brought to light by the French intelligence agency SDECE in its investigation on the more than 30 attempts on the life of former French President Charles de Gaulle. Permandex was then named in the investigation by New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison on the assassination of President John Kennedy, an investigation that was brought to an abrupt halt through the United States Justice Department, then under the control of Ramsey Clark, recently documented to be a terrorist protector. Yet, 18 years later, the Permandex apparatus remains the starting point for identifying the origin of the assassination danger to President Reagan and the Pope John Paul II. The second edition of Dope Inc., from which the Permandex report is taken, will be published by the new Benjamin Franklin House Publishing Company, New York, this spring.